This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's legal team went on the offensive on Friday following his historic indictment, vowing Trump would never seek a plea deal and was ready to fight all charges. The 76-year-old, who is hoping to recapture the White House in 2024, chimed in with attacks on the prosecutors who brought the charges against him and even the judge who's expected to hear the case. The courthouse where Donald Trump is scheduled to turn himself in Tuesday afternoon is becoming a tourist attraction instead of a protest location, at least for now, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Natalie and James Fine were taking wedding pictures in front of dozens of TV cameras set up outside Manhattan Criminal Court, which is next to the city's marriage bureau.
I'm sure our kids will ask questions and we'll have a picture to prove it.
The pair are not Trump supporters. Their wedding date was pre-planned.
Whenever you can, sort of be a witness to history in some ways, it's, you know, why not?
Meanwhile, political science students Juan Nunez and Tatiana Morales, visiting from Colombia, wanted to see the courthouse.
I was like, hey, take me a picture.
We are like so excited, you know, because we follow up like all the politics, all of that.
At Manhattan Criminal Court, Julie Walker, New York.
Iranian media reported on Saturday Iran's judiciary chief has threatened to prosecute, quote unquote, without mercy, women who appear in public unveiled, with an increasing number of women defying the mandatory dress code. The warning comes in the heels of an Interior Ministry statement on Thursday that reinforced the government's mandatory hijab law. The minister was quoted by several news sites saying those who, quote, commit such acts will be punished and prosecuted without mercy, without saying what the punishment entails. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has been discharged from a hospital in Rome after being treated for bronchitis, AP correspondent Karen Thomas reports.
As he left the hospital, he was greeted with a wave of camera clicks as journalists asked how he was feeling. I'm still alive, he quipped. The 86-year-old pontiff was hospitalized at Gemelli Polyclinic after he experienced breathing difficulties following his weekly public audience in St. Peter's Square. The Vatican also released his upcoming Holy Week schedule in a sign that his health has improved. He will attend a Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square and an outdoor Easter Mass on April the 9th. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli police say they shot and killed a man who they allege tried to snatch an officer's gun at an entrance to a Flashpoint Jerusalem holy site. The police said the slain man was a 26-year-old from an Arab village in southern Israel. Palestinian worshippers at the entrance to the site on Saturday morning had a different account, saying that police shot the man at least 10 times after he tried to prevent them from harassing a woman who was on her way to the holy compound. The city's contested compound has been a focus of clashes in the past, particularly in times of turmoil in Israel and the West Bank. There is widespread damage in parts of the U.S. South and Midwest after a swarm of tornadoes ripped through communities, leaving at least 10 people dead in its wake. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Arkansas appears to be the hardest hit. The small town of Wynn near the Tennessee border is covered in the debris of smashed homes, businesses, and downed trees. There are fatalities, several injuries, and some people reported missing in the Little Rock area. In Belvidere, Illinois, the roof of the Apollo Theater collapsed during a tornado. One person was killed, 24 hurt. Downed power lines made the evacuation difficult. Emergency managers in Sullivan County, Indiana, say at least 3 people there were killed during the storm. I'm Jackie Quinn.
British travelers are facing hours-long lines as they try to cross the English Channel. The port of Dover blamed the delays on bad weather, heavy traffic, and processing delays by French authorities. Saturday is the first day of a 2-week spring vacation for most schools in Britain. While the port says bus passengers are facing the longest wait times, videos showed long lines of cars and trucks as well. The port also warned ferry passengers of severe delays and said it was deeply frustrated by the situation, which has become a regular feature of cross-channel travel since Britain's exit from the European Union. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.